We've had a great time the past 6 months visiting libraries and archives and book artists and book lovers for Thinking Outside the Book. One of our earliest stops was the Howard Tilton Library at Tulane University, where we had the privilege of seeing a leaf from the Gutenberg Bible and hearing about it from Eli Boyne, a library associate in the Rare Books Department.
We show the leaf to a lot of different classes who come into Tulane. So we show them to art students, to printmakers. We show them to people who are studying typography. We show them to people who are studying history. So if you're studying medieval history or history of the Middle Ages, this would be an excellent thing to look at to kind of understand the different kinds of jobs that were happening at the time or how information was distributed, what society was like at that time.
Michael Tisserand and Molly Mitchell talked about making a virtual tour inspired by his book, Crazy, George Harriman, A New Orleans Life in Black and White, for New Orleans Historical.
Whenever Crazy Cat is hit on the head by a brick, Crazy Cat sings a song, There's a Happy Land Far, Far Away,
yes,
which is an old song that Harriman adapted and used an old sort of vaudeville version of for the comic strip. So Ben was really into the idea of creating a new version of that song with John Butte, George Harriman's cousin.
Right.
And one of our favorite singers in the world, was very happy to add his voice as Crazy Cat to the song. I think I put that song on the Chassé family home site, which is one of the best houses that young Harriman would have been hanging out at, as far as houses that are still standing. It's a beautiful house. So that was John Butte's family house, the Chassés. You have to go to a tour to find out the whole Chassé-Harriman complicated
right.
and fascinating connection.
Yeah.
So I was very happy to put John's song right where we talked about John and the Butte's and the Chassés on the site of the family home.
And Sonnet Ireland talked about her work as president of the Louisiana Library Association.
I've loved working in academic libraries. I've loved working with students. But the public is also nice because you have this group that they need more assistance in a lot of ways. Most of my day is spent helping people with technology, but I'm still helping them find resources on medication, on health issues, looking up and printing laws for them. We can't read them and interpret them, but we can direct them to where they can find the law. And then just regular questions that they have. And if it's not for us, then they're going to listen to whatever they see on the internet. And that's not always accurate.
And don't you find that libraries are fulfilling more social services than they ever have before?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's heartbreaking. It's very emotional work at times when you're dealing with someone who is at risk of losing their house or they've lost their job. It's difficult. And you have people who do not know how to use computers, who don't know how to fill out online forms. There's only so much we can do. I think that's why we're seeing a lot of social workers coming into libraries across the country. I think that's probably going to be a trend that increases.
And Jane Wolfe inspired us with the literacy initiatives at Melba's Po' Boys, which hosted such well-known authors as Colson Whitehead, Sarah Broom, and Jessamyn Ward.
So talk about that moment when somebody walks through the door and the author's here and the books are here. What happens?
It's surprise. That's that beautiful moment that I think we don't get in life enough. Surprise and joy. They come in here to eat lunch anyway. Right? And then all of a sudden you turn around and you got Colson Whitehead or Sarah Broom sitting there, or Jessamyn Ward.
Yes.
First you have to tell them who they are. This is a New York Times bestseller. They writing about this, and you just see surprise and joy on people's faces. And that's worth it.
Thanks to everyone who welcomed us into their book obsessions, and please check out WWNO.org for episodes you might have missed. We hope to be back next year. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.